This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Geno Smith says, I'm 34, I'll be 35 next year, I'll still feel 21. My body's feeling healthy, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. At what point do we need to recalibrate our, like, oh, that guy's old ratings?
I think we should have been did that some years ago because guys have proven over 30 years old that they can still ball out at a high level in this league. You know, Tom played till 40-plus. I remember back in the day, Ray Brown was an offensive lineman, played till he was 40, 42. Big dude, Jackie Slater, played till 47 years old. Darryl Green was running 4.2 at 40 years old. You know what I mean?
What do you think Darryl can run a 40 in now?
Probably, he could probably still run 4.5.
You think that fast still?
4.5, 4.6. He's still trained. Oh. He still trains. He still trains speed stuff. So I believe he can run 4.5. Definitely below 4.6 if anything. But people, it's easy for people to say you're old because when you hit 30. Hell, I had my best 3 years in a row after 30 years old. And I think the thing about it, people take care of themselves a lot better. There's so much, like I said before, the athletes today have the best equipment. All the best stuff to keep them healthy and get them ready for stuff. And still today, they complain more and they hurt more than the people that played when they didn't have all that great stuff. So what is it? I mean, they've changed it up. They don't work as hard. They don't have to practice as long or hard anymore. And today, you're supposed to be old at 30? We should move that age to 35, 36 in the sports world. But we won't. Hell, LeBron is what, about to be 40? Still shows up every night.
LeBron might be 40.
You know, but I'm saying he still shows up every night and is as good as the guys that are coming out of college now at 20, 19, 20, 21, and they still don't want to work.
LeBron, UB40, James, 40 years old.
LeBron has put more on his body than most of these clowns that are coming out right now, and all they do is complain about how hard they got to work. He put way more tread on his tires. And he still could run up and down the court on them.
Play-in starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wizards not in the play-in, just so we're clear. We'll do an NBA playoffs preview tomorrow. I love the NBA playoffs. I don't know that I can really lock in till like the second round and on. But, dude, even the play-in game, kind of juicy. I'm probably not going to stay up for this. Left hand up, to be honest with you. But the West play-in game tomorrow night, Golden State versus Memphis. Like I would enjoy that game, especially played at a playoff caliber, but it's tip-off's at 10 o'clock.
That's going to be it. I don't know about watching that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm making that. B, as he usually does, Landfill wrote a question here, and you and I were kind of debating this in the break. Who would you say is the most intimidating player in the NFL?
Depending on what you're looking at. If you're looking at power and things of that nature, I look at a guy like a dude in the middle in Philly, D tackle. I look at Chris.
Carter.
I look at Chris Carter, Chris Jones. You talk about just outright nastiness. I look at a guy like a damn Jamar Chase, outright speed. Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill lines up, and you know he's running the deep route. When they start going, blue 28, you better start backpedaling because he's going to run past you. That's intimidating to people.
I mean, Saquon Barkley
in the backfield.
Saquon
is intimidating.
Derrick Henry.
If you got to go tackle him one-on-one, he's damn intimidating. And then you think about, what's that damn safety in with the Chargers? Been around a while.
Yeah. Went to Florida
he
State.
He scares people.
Derwin James.
Yeah, he scares the hell out of people. He intimidates them. Because I see receivers going across the middle right now with Jeff Arms.
I think Minka intimidates some folks. That's funny, dude. I just got this highlight, and it's a lot of safeties just lighting dudes up. Kyle Hamilton will hit your ass. Who's the most intimidating dude on Washington? To me, I think it's Jaden.
Jaden, Terry.
I think folks are intimidated by Jaden Daniels.
If he has
the ball late in a close game, you better be intimidated.
If the ball goes up and number 17 is there, you better be intimidated. He's going to probably come down with it on your head.
I imagine Wagner is a fairly intimidating fella.
Yeah.
Why, Brian, who's the most
intimidating? Dexter Lawrence.
Malik Nabers or Dexter Lawrence.
Malik Nabers is an intimidating dude.
Yeah. If you're the corner, that's tough. Trent Williams, pretty intimidating dude. Kittle's a pretty intimidating dude. Professor Landini, who's your answer? Most intimidating dude in the NFL?
Derwin James.
It is, safety is a, because receivers don't necessarily want to be hung out to dry and know they could just get blown up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that lends itself to perhaps the biggest collisions in those situations.
Mm-hmm. If you asked before the Super Bowl, Pat Mahomes was intimidating.
I'd say he still is.
I think he still is, too. When he gets offensive line, believe me, he's going to remember what happened.
Jalen Hurts might be pretty, the stuff that Lamar?
Yeah. It's depending on what definition of intimidating at that moment.
Jeffrey, what say you? Most intimidating player in the league?
I'm going to have to go with Myles Garrett.
Yeah. TJ Watt?
even just seeing that dude, in person, even though he was pretty limited, Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
That's a big dude. And I ain't
when you see him out of the uniform, just walk around in regular clothes, you go, damn, that dude put on a uniform. He look like them. Like, what's it called? Transformer?
Yeah, I was about to say Megatron.
Yeah.
That's a fun exercise. The answer is a lot of people. I want to make sure I point this out because I was impressed by this. Bub Carrington, rookie guard for the Wiz, played in all 82 games, led all rookies in minutes played this year. I like that, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there are guys from certain areas that their whole mindset and mantra is to work.
Yeah, man.
Bub from Baltimore, right?
Yes, sir.
We can say you crack jokes, say what you want. They got some workers up there. And that dude wants to play. And let's be real, there were games where they pulled him out because he was playing too good. He led rookies still. and I know people like to always say, oh, man, they always act like, oh, no. Young people, learn one thing. Don't expect to get if you don't work for it. Okay? People like Bub, he got talent, but he works his ass off. And he will get respect from people from whatever generation. A lot of them don't get that respect because they're always looking for the easy way out.
When we come back, we're going to make some bets.